from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, now you hear that music, you know what that means. It's Ray Fittipaldo. Our Steelers reaction brought to you by Bet365. Ray, it finally happens. First of all, good morning. Hopefully everything is well. And it finally happened. The Brandon Ayuk story came to an end, and it came to an end without him being with being on the Steelers. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, I mean, the Steelers just have been in wait-and-see mode pretty much for a month now. They had their offer on the table to Ayuk and his agent. They had their offer on the table to the 49ers. There was, you know, communication between all of the parties, really, for the last month or so. And when it came down to it, Brandon Ayuk apparently wanted to go back to the 49ers. So when you look at the deal, Paul, looks like $30 million a year, $76 million guaranteed. You know, that's probably more than he would have had guaranteed with the Steelers. You know, the Steelers really only guarantee that much money to T.J. Watt. So in the end, apparently the 49ers put more money up front, and that's what it looks like got the deal across.
Well, and I think the big thing is, Ray, it's one of those deals where, you know, it kind of feels like the Steelers, when they traded Deontay Johnson, I don't know what their plan was, and I certainly can't believe that it was Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, and, you know, Scotty Miller being the guys to compliment George Pickens. So where do they go from there? I mean, I guess they're kind of stuck now.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, they got a couple positions like that. They're kind of in the same situation at slot corner. But, yeah, I mean, first to address receiver, you know, it's going to be a combination of Pat Freiermuth and Van Jefferson, Paul. I think we all know George Pickens is going to lead this team in targets, in receptions, in yards. And then the number two is up for grabs. You know, it could be Pat Freiermuth getting, you know, number two receiver type targets and catches. And then Van Jefferson, I think, you know, could be a quality number three target. And after that, you know, you piece it together from there between Calvin Austin and Scotty Miller. And, of course, Roman Wilson when he gets back. So, you know, they're going into a season, I would say, you know, barring a move, and what move could they make now? But I think they're going into the season with a below average receiver unit. And I think they're pinning their hopes that Pat Freiermuth will have a breakout year. And we'll see if he can make it happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, now they're going to have to figure out sort of how to make it work. And the problem is, you know, the real games start now. And so, you know, they've got a week basically to figure it out. I'm just going to be really curious to see how it works out. And maybe, you know, hey, one of our last caller basically said, all of us are sleeping on Van Jefferson. He's a lot better player than we all think he is. So, you know, there's that. All I know is I watched, you know, what little we got to see of him in the preseason. And I saw kind of an average receiver that isn't really going to get himself open very often.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think at this stage of his career, coming off two down seasons, and, you know, let's be realistic about this. Van Jefferson could have a really good year this year. He was injured last year, you know, when Arthur Smith and the Falcons got him. Smith talked about that a couple of weeks ago, how he's kind of banged up last year. And they feel like, you know, maybe he can get back to where he was a couple of years ago. So, you know, probably not a number two type of receiver, but I like I said, I think it could be a quality number three target if that's the way it turns out to be. But, Paul, you know what the answer is, and I think people just don't realize it. Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris. And I'm not talking about receptions. I'm talking about running the ball, controlling the game, you know, winning time of possession, putting Russell Wilson in second and third and manageable, and, you know, winning close, low-scoring games. You know, that's the way they wanted to approach the season all along. They knew they had a good defense. And, you know, I think if they, you know, follow that approach, they don't necessarily need a prolific number two receiver. So I know it's a big topic right now. And, you know, as it should be, you know, they lost out on, you know, a big target of their offseason. But all along, Arthur Smith was confident that he could make it work. And now the pressure's on.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's going to be now the pressure is on him to actually be able to get it done and get it done in a way that, you know, they distribute the ball. Could Najee Harris out of the backfield be a part of the equation?
Yeah, well, Jaylen Warren is healthy. I think when Jaylen Warren is healthy, he's your best receiver out of the backfield. So, yeah, between the two of those guys, I could see Jaylen Warren having 30 to 35 catches this year and Najee Harris having, you know, 25 or 30 catches. So both those guys are proven players as receivers. I would think, Paul, with Jaylen Warren's history and being the primary third down back, that he would get a lot of those targets. So, yeah, when you think about it, Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, Van Jefferson, if those guys are your top five targets, and then you use Calvin Austin and Scotty Miller as gadget players, then, you know, maybe you can piece it together and have the type of offense that you want to have. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But that's where they are right now, and they got to make it work.
Yeah. I think that's the most important thing is you got to make it work. Are there any other areas that you still have a little concern for?
Well, slot corner. I mean, they're going into the season with an undrafted free agent rookie as their first guy on the depth chart there. And listen, I understand they have some safeties and maybe some outside corners who can get them out of a game if Beanie Bishop gets injured. But, you know, what are you going to do after that? You know, if Beanie Bishop gets injured, I suppose they can call up Thomas Graham from the practice squad. But to me, that just seems like it's another really thin position where it feels like a move is coming. So, you know, we're still, what, 9 days away from the Falcons game?
Yeah.
Maybe they can add a veteran here in the next couple of days to maybe shore that up. But they don't usually go into seasons with undrafted rookies starting. So it's going to be, you know, very interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, I think that's going to be the interesting thing is that he's your nickel. What are your thoughts on Dante Jackson?
I like Dante Jackson. You know, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a good player. You know, one of the main focuses of this offseason for the Steelers was getting faster on defense. You know, they kind of felt like with the injuries late last season, the teams can kind of take advantage of them on the second and third levels. And you look at what they did, Dante Jackson, for one, on the outside, Patrick Queen in the middle, he can run, Peyton Wilson can run, and then you add a strong safety in Deshaun Elliott, who's faster than Keanu Neal was. So they feel like they fixed that aspect of their defense. We'll see how all these pieces fit together. I mean, that's kind of, you know, one thing that hasn't come up here is, you know, you got a lot of new pieces on defense, and, you know, we have to see how these guys come together as a unit. But I think on paper, this defense is really strong again. I think it hinges on Patrick Queen stepping in and,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, playing well from the beginning, but, you know, I think if he does that, this defense is going to be really, really good once again.
Are the Steelers likely to, or do you think they're likely to deal with Cam Hayward and Pat Freiermuth in the next 9 days?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought all along that Freiermuth was probably more likely to happen. And listen, you know, they can get Cam done as well. You know, I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility. But, you know, Freiermuth is younger. You know, it's interesting, Paul. They both have injury histories. Cam's more recent. You know, Pat's kind of had some issues going back to college. So that all plays into the negotiations, you know, how much you want to guarantee in these contracts, how high you want to go in salary. But, yeah, I would think there's a pretty decent chance that Freiermuth would get done here. And then, listen, if Cam Hayward wants to take somewhat of a team-friendly deal, you know, I think he could be back as well. But I've said all along, Paul, that they could also deal with Cam after the season. He's been here since 2011. There's that good relationship there. So, you know, that 6-8 weeks between the end of the season and free agency in March, that's plenty of time to get something done if he does play well this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if either of these deals get done. And if they don't, what does that say?
Well, I mean, it says with Najee Harris too, right? Not picking up the option. Maybe they want to see how Pat, you know, fits within this offense. You know, the Cam Hayward situation is different. He's 35 years old, going to be 36 next year. You know, anything you do with him, Paul, I think it's probably just another year or two extension. I know there's a few pass rushers out there who, you know, play deep into their careers, you know, Julius Peppers, guys like that. But, I mean, Cam's become more of an interior player, more of a 3-technique, 5-technique, not an edge guy. So expecting guys like that to hold up when they're 36, 37, that's a roll of the dice. Cam keeps himself in great shape, but, you know, injuries inevitably happen as you age. So he's been an Iron Man for most of his career, just the really – 2 years with injuries, right? 2016, he had the pec, and last year, he had the core muscle injury. Other than that, he's always been available, and that's been one of the best things about having him on this football team.
What do you expect from Russell Wilson this year? What do you think is realistic? You know, maybe not just necessarily in terms of numbers specifically, but what do you expect from him? Do you expect to get a reasonably good version of him, or, you know, is he cooked, as some people think? What he did 2 years ago in Denver, or, you know, closer to what he did last year?
Yeah, I don't think he's done, Paul. I mean, his arm is still there. You know, any fans who went to La Trobe this year saw could still throw the deep ball. So what I expect out of him is a good TD to interception ratio. I expect him to take care of the football. I expect a lot of play action passing from Arthur Smith. Put Russell Wilson in situations where he succeeds. You know, I don't think either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields at this stage of their careers are going to be guys who thrive when it's, you know, second and long or third and long. I think we saw that in the preseason. You know, those are not favorable situations to be in. You know, guys like Ben Roethlisberger can bail you out of those situations. But there's only a few of those guys, in the league from year to year. And the Steelers are lucky to have Ben for two decades, but they don't have that type of a guy now. So, manage the game. I'm not going to say sit here, Russell Wilson's going to be a game manager, but just take care of the football, lean on the defense, lean on the running game, and I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the thing that Russell Wilson, I think, gives them a little bit more ability to have some explosive plays, and I think he throws the ball down the field better than the guys, maybe except for Mason Rudolph last year, pretty much better than the other guys they had last year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mason came on. That's why he did so well. Hit George Pickens with some big plays to help them win those three games to get into the playoffs. Really lacking that with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett for much of last season. So, yeah, Russell can still push the ball down the field. We'll see how this calf injury, Paul, is. He's a guy who, at this stage, he's not, going to be a great runner, but he's still pretty mobile. So does the calf injury limit him in that respect? Can they still roll him out? Can he still escape the pocket and get 2 yards on third and one? Those are things we're going to have to see here early in the season. And then, the other aspect of that is how does Justin Fields factor into some of those situations, short yardage, goal to go situations? Is Justin Fields going to be a part of that, or are they going to trust Russell Wilson in all phases of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it should be very, very – Ray, I can't wait until this thing gets kicked off. We get a chance to sort of see what it all looks like when it comes together.
Yeah, three of the first four on the road, Paul. September is a big month for this football team. They get off to a good start. I think they'll be in good shape. If not, could be a long season.
Yeah, it could be a really long season. That's for sure. Last one I have for you, Ray. You look at their schedule, and this is what's a little bit unnerving in some ways. And it's front-loaded with a lot of bad teams or quote-unquote winnable games. But and that's when you have to make your progress, because the back end of your schedule, there's not going to be a lot of easy games. But the question is, if you're trying to reshuffle and rebuild your offensive line on the fly with a bunch of young guys and you still don't even really have it settled yet, and now you got to fill in your guard spot with a rookie for at least the foreseeable future. Isn't that one of those things where it could cost you a game or two early and probably not the time you want to be losing a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about this the other day, Paul. It's time for the young guys on the offensive line to step up. They've spent precious draft resources and money in free agency on these guys, and these guys have to step up. Maybe it's sooner than expected, but there's a lot of pedigree there, Paul. Zach Frazier's a second-round pick. When Troy Fautanu comes back, and that might be this week or next week, he's a first-round pick. Broderick Jones, first-round pick. So, sometimes you have to throw guys into the fire, and it's baptism by fire. I think that's what we're going to see with these guys. They could be pleasantly surprised that the young guys go out there and ball out, or maybe more likely it's going to take some time to come together. There's going to be some growing pains. But the one thing I do like about this unit is the talent. We all know that's there. They just have to get their feet wet, and they'll be learning on the job. So that's going to be interesting.
Yep. I mean, it is. I just think that it's going to be a work in progress, and that's the offensive line is far too important component to not have some sort of continuity and ability to be successful. I guess it can work, but we have to see it, and it sure feels like Dan Moore is going to be a starter to start the season.
Yeah, it does, especially with Fautanu's injury. He would have to practice on Monday, and he would have to show them early in the week that he could go. And even then, Paul, that's a tough situation to put a rookie in after being out for 3 weeks. So, it's not going to change. They're banged up right now. They've been fortunate with injuries in the past to the O-line, but this is why they, this is why they built up the depth there. You know, they got guys to step in, and now they got to step up when the team needs them.
Thank you, Ray, and enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too, Paul. See you.
All right. Everybody loves Raymond. That's Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette.
That's awesome.
Coming up, we've got Mike Casazza, the breakdown in West Virginia. Mountaineers.
How about we got a West Virginia, Penn State kind of a power hour coming up with Mike and then Joe Schmeltzer
of
Nittany Sports Now at 12:30.
Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.